body, which is considered a second density being, and two steps beyond minerals, and that's the first density or first density being, actually the mineral kingdom. So minerals go to plants and animals, and they evolve to humans, and humans then evolve to what's called devas or gods or extraterrestrials, who are then polarized, positive or negative. Positive meaning with love, committed, knowing that the path is about seeking wholeness for self and other, seeking to live at one with reality. The other choice is negative, so-called, which really means a path of separation, power, control, domination. So Earth is a school for souls who have not yet learned to love. Humans on Earth represent a group that have not yet learned love fully and not yet made clear orientation, positive or negative, in general. There are some people here who are clearly seeking power, domination, control at any cost. That's called service to self, or negative path, left-hand path. If they're successful, they become what a Buddhist teacher called heavenly demons, which is negative EPs. So it's interesting that, you know, the idea of positive, negative extraterrestrials, which is reality, meaning some UFO researchers, some people think all cosmic life is positive or all extraterrestrials are negative or something like that. It's both, actually. So Earth represents a third-dimensional planet at the end of its third-dimensional cycle, just about to open the gates for those souls who are qualified to ascend, to be harvested, to graduate, and to stay with the planet and move into the fourth-dimensional condition. Crystal indigo children represent pioneers who are coming from other fourth-density positive worlds here early to help, basically energetically, the planet and those around them through the transition. 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar, or 2010 to 2013, which is the period given by Ra for harvest, represents an approximate date for the beginning of fourth dimensional life on the planet. It may be, it may correlate with massive Earth changes, as in the movie 2012, or not. It may lead to several hundred years of the slow demise of third dimensional civilization, and or it may lead to a rapid, in the blink of an eye, disappearance of physical third dimensional biochemical body human life. No more stock exchange and no more money. And the beginning of a new phase, like in the movie Knowing, that just came out recently, when the children are taken aboard a ship, they end up in a kind of Edenic, you know, paradise-type landscape, very much like fourth density. Or Jodie Foster, where she goes in the movie Contact to Lyra, Vega, ends up seeing a being that takes the form of her father. Very beautiful scene. Mm-hmm. And that's a fourth-dimensional world. So Earth is basically a school for souls who are given the opportunity to polarize, positive or negative, with or without love, make the grade, and then go on with the planet. And the awakening of people who are wanderers, and the awakening and greater awareness and caring and seeking of those who may not be wanderers, is all stimulated by the energetic shift that's happening to the planet as part of the solar system, as it gets into a different portion of the galaxy, as it then impinges on us in human body with our energy bodies, stimulating love, heart chakra, and the revealing of the hidden, and a greater desire to continue on our path, which for most people means love and seeking wholeness in a positive way. So yeah, what's happening on the planet is very much the catalyst for the awakening that we see around us.
Yes, and you know, and with the awakening, this question, what is my purpose? I would imagine that probably comes along the lines of these people that are feeling like what their purpose is. And do you think? Go ahead.
I'm cutting off your questions. I'm sorry.
Yes, no, that's okay. I was it. I was just thinking about when you were saying that, along with dreams. Like, you know, dreams, you know, are telling us a lot too. And
right.
So.
Right. Yeah, dreams may be communication from higher self. For wanderers, they may be communication from our group, or communication from the deep intuitive mind that knows what we need or is helping to release psychological emotional blockage. Wanderers come to Earth for three purposes. The first is the general benefit of being an entity, being a soul, that has deep experience with service and love light. And at the level of spirit, right, there's body, mind, spirit. These are three different energy fields relating to chakras and relating to our consciousness. The spirit energy field, like a little light bulb or a beacon, shines freely. And the wanderer then is like a little battery on the planet, a little light bulb, and that helps the planetary transition into fourth density. And that's the ultimate meaning of light worker, meaning a soul whose work is shining light, whether they speak or not. So that's the general assistance of shining love light. The second purpose is actually to help our own group develop further learning and balancing beyond what it is from the home density. So many wanderers, many people have the sense, what I do is transmitted upstairs. What I'm doing is helping my home group or helping others. So I have a friend and he feels like he's a data recorder. And other people have the sense that what they're going through is important not only for themselves but for other beings that are learning through them in a positive way, completely without any, you know, control going on. The third purpose is actually to accelerate our own evolution as souls. Whether that entity has been here a long time in many lives or not. And so wanderers help the planet by being here and help even more by awakening to the reality of being a wanderer and help even more by basically spiritual growth, traditional way of developing love and compassion, developing wisdom and clarity of mind, and being involved in some kind of service. Working on ourselves is a form of service, and being kind and helpful to people around us in daily life is a form of service. Most people want something more, and it's up to them to decide or see what they feel is right. And so whatever brings us true fulfillment in a heart way, sense of meaningful value, I feel well that I do this. Not just pleasure and not just, you know, a kind of sense of pride or status, like so-called ego, but a sense of deep value. This is really wonderful. That's an expression of purpose. And to be able to do that as much as possible would be living one's purpose deeply. The challenge is that, you know, there's lots of opportunity to serve and help, but there's a limited number of people who want metaphysics, and so that's not always the best avenue for widest service. You know, the need for spiritual teachers and channels, you know, kind of increases, but it's sometimes hard for some people to find those they can teach or those they can then work with. So, but whatever feels to be of deep value is an expression of purpose, of course.
Yeah, you brought up channels, and I wanted to add. I wanted to see what your take is on channels. Channeling specifically, there's seems to be a lot of channeling going on, and my only concern about channeling, and because you know, I thought at one point maybe I should start channeling. You know, I felt like the more developed I did, the more I needed to increase or take the next step. And I thought, well, maybe channeling was one. You know, I had a lot of channelers coming into my life out of nowhere, and I thought,